Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Dr. Atolabe.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well, I praise God.
Praise God indeed. The Sabbath is almost here. Well, we are going to be discussing with you the management of risk factors for kidney health. And as we're still talking about the health of our kidneys, kidney disease happen when one's kidneys are damaged and can't filter the blood. So today we're talking about how to manage the risk factors. Now, Doc, first of all, what are the risk factors that we need to be aware of?
Well, primarily, water. That is one thing we must be aware of.
Yeah.
Generally, we don't drink enough water in the world today because we have many things that we can drink. So we don't drink enough water. And when you talk about filtration, water is absolutely needed. The kidney, as you said, is the great purifier, one of the very great purifier that God has put in the body to take care, eliminate waste products and neutralize toxins. So when we don't drink enough water, we are in trouble. We don't sweat and eliminate all these waste products and then be able to have very good urine, bowel movements and so forth to get rid of all these toxic materials that there's nothing we can do. We produce them once we eat, then we are at risk for kidney problems, apart from other things like drinking alcohol, meat diet. All these have been associated with poor kidney health.
Interesting. Now, take us through then, Doc, on how do we effectively manage risk factors, you know, as treatments for kidneys in distress.
You know, in natural healthcare, we often will want to know what is the cause of a disease, what is the cause of this problem, how can we find the reason why this is happening, and that is halfway through solving the problem. So we have mentioned some of the things that are risk factors for kidney disease and kidney problems. So then we do the opposite. We make sure that we drink enough water. We leave all of those things that are going to put a lot of burden on the kidney, like an animal diet, taking toxic materials that we call food, and alcohol and all the rest. Then what do we then do? We help the kidney when we know that there is pain. A person putting both hands at the lower back is possibly having kidney pains. And so when we start having all this pain at our lower back, yeah, it could be sitting down for too long. Yes, it could be also sprain from poor ways of bending down to carry things. But it could also be that we have overwhelmed our kidneys and they are crying for help. So what should be done immediately is to begin to apply a hot compress over the kidney area. And we can take a towel, squeeze the towel in hot water, and place it over the kidney. It relaxes the urinary tract. It relieves pain.
Just say that again, Doc, because I'm not getting it. So you take the towel?
You take the towel.
Yes.
You have hot water, boiling water. Mm-hmm. You dip the center of that towel. Usually it's good to take a long towel so you don't have to put your water, your hands inside hot water. And the middle of the towel is what you dip in the hot water,
possibly
boiling water. Then you wring it from the side of the two sides of the towel that did not enter into the hot towel.
Mm-hmm.
Fold over the dry side. And then mop, sort of, if we can use that word, lay it on the part of the skin to test for the temperature, mm-hmm. and then see if it's okay. Then put it on the back and allow this to stay on for maybe 5-10 minutes, usually 10 minutes, 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
changing it if it's getting too cold. Then when after 15 minutes, dry the place well and put on warm clothing if the weather is cold.
Mm-hmm.
If not, just cover yourself and have a little nap to rest from the treatment. As simple as that treatment is, it does a lot of good for kidney health. Now, the thing that we do often when a person is having kidney issues is to treat the liver and the kidney at the same time. Mm-hmm. That is, that hot fermentation, we will go ahead and apply it from the liver area through the back to the kidney. Mm-hmm. The liver is on our right side. So the person lays on his or her left side, and then we place the hot fermentation, that's the name, or hot compress, okay, over the liver through to the back of the back of the body, mm-hmm, lower back of the body, and the kidney. Hot water bottle can do the same thing. Mm.
Okay.
Place a towel over the skin, place hot water bottle, cover it with another wool cloth or blanket material. That way, we increase blood circulation to the kidney area. And you know, in water therapy, when blood circulation is increased to any area, it improves the purification of that area, because fresh blood will come in because of the heat.
Okay.
The blood vessels are dilated. The skin sends signals all over the place, especially to the brain. I have an attention here that's something that needs your attention. Mm-hmm. Just to use a word, the priest that will help us in understanding. So that is one of the treatments that can be done at home to help the kidney function very well. If we are able to, and we have a big bath or our bathtub, we can also do what is called hot sit bath. Mm-hmm. The sit is a German word from the word sit down, sit. And then we sit down in this hot water. Of course, we've got to test that it's not going to burn us. We don't want you to burn your buttock, please. So yeah, we test it with our elbows. This also can be done at home. Mm-hmm. And sitting down there, increasing blood circulation to the entire pelvic area, both for male and for female, the same thing. We can drop one or two essential oils just to keep the water clean and purified. That's another wonderful thing that can be done to help the kidney. Then talking about things that we can take internally. I'm sure people want to hear that very quickly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Before you get to that, doctor, you know, to take things internally, does this apply to kidneys that are already functioning at, you know, a lower capacity, like 50% or whatever?
Well, yes, it can be applied to any kidney problem. It will not hurt. Even if it will not do all the help that is needed, it will have to be combined with other things, things that will be taken internally.
I see.
So, but it can be, yes, it can definitely be done for this, because hydrotherapy is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And once it is applied, it's not going to hurt as long as we have not burned the skin or applied something that will be giving burning effect. No, but rather we apply this heat, it relieves pain. Hydrotherapy almost always relieves pain.
Mm.
As long as we do these simple ones, it relieves pain. And before we get help, if more help is needed, at least we can move if pain is relieved. Some will just put warm water, get into hot temperature in a bathtub and sit inside. It relieves pain very well. I have known of individuals that have had to do this to help kidney issues, and it relieves pain. It gets the pain out, so that then you can think about what next do I do about maybe get better help, more tests done to know exactly where and how bad the problem is. But with the pain, the natural treatment of fermentation, hot fermentation, or cold hot compress with a hot water bottle, either one, will help the pain of a kidney very well.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And so, yeah, let's go to things that you can take internally.
Yes. Internal things, first of all, the wonderful thing that is known for kidney problems is the corn silk.
The what?
Corn silk. Corn, maize. You know the silk?
Oh, maize, the, nice, yeah, corn.
That you get from the corn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that has been well known to be a wonderful herb that promotes urine production.
Mm.
When there's kidney problem and urine production is encouraged, it helps. Because once urine can be released, then it means impurities will come out with the urine, and also the buildup of inflammation also will be reduced. So they are taken by infusion. Infusion meaning you get the silk and then rinse it off from any dirt. If it's still fresh, if it's dry, the same thing. You can use either dry or fresh. And then boil water and a handful to a cup of water, boiling water, pour inside, cover for 10 or 15 minutes and drink. Corn silk is well known among natural health caregivers to really relieve kidney problems. There are others like the European white birch, horsetail. These may be more difficult to get, but corn silk is international. Almost all over the world, you have everybody plant maize at this season, and some keep the silk for use for such problems like the kidney. The other thing that one can take internally for kidney health and reversal of kidney problems, and you see I chose my word very well, reversal,
is
onion and celery. We take four good big onions and one stalk of celery and a liter of water. A liter of water is about four cups of water for those who are familiar with cups. And then we boil it together for 10 to 15 minutes. You can add spinach or even nettle to it. And this is a cleansing broth.
Okay.
When it is taken internally, it helps to eliminate waste products.
So,
you know, onion, celery.
So you said it's onions and?
Celery.
Celery, okay.
So it promotes urine. And like I said earlier, if something promotes urine, it helps the kidney. It means that, yes, the tightness, the inflammation is being relieved and urine is coming out easy. And then these two also have a lot of potassium, magnesium, calcium, iron, and other minerals. But my literature says when the kidney failure already diagnosed, then be careful with high potassium content.
Okay.
So this cleansing broth is high in potassium. So it should be used for kidney problems and so forth. But when it is diagnosed that this definitely is kidney failure, then careful with this broth. It should be good to use the corn silk. The corn silk will still be good to be used even in kidney failure.
Okay.
I have helped a few persons personally myself using the corn silk and the hydrotherapy. And then this other one is the fruit cure. For it, for 1 to 3 days, as much as the person can bear to be on a fruit diet, only fruits. Watermelon is a wonderful one because it has a lot of water. Just from the name, watermelon, water, grapes, cherries, kiwis, any fruits that you have around, they are very good. You know, when we take these fruits, then we don't add salt. Animal proteins are not there. Salt intake is not there. Then we are able to have what will take to cleanse the body. In kidney problems, the goal is cleansing. The kidney is supposed to do the cleansing. Now it's not able to do it properly, then we help it for a while. Relieve the burden so that it can clean the gastrointestinal tract out. Relieve the burden on the kidney. Then the kidney can pick up its work and start working well again. Hopefully, certain percentage, usually natural health givers says when 75 to 80% of an organ is destroyed, it's very difficult to get it back to working. But there's no reason why one should still not try.
Yeah.
You never know. God is still the healer. But it's always more difficult when 75 to 80% of the organ already in jeopardy. But most continue to drink plenty of water, 2 liters to 2.5 liters a day. That's about 8 to 9 cups of water needed to help in flushing out the kidney that is having lots of problem. And with the kidney also, you know, we talk about the fact that we can have what is called renal colic, that is stones. stones in the kidney. They grow for months or years before they cause any symptoms. So the preventing kidney stone is just to make sure we drink enough water every day. Starting with early in the morning, once we wake up, to drink 3 to 4 cups of water, or at least 2 big cups of water, which will make about 4 cups of measured water. Then after breakfast, an hour or two after, then after lunch, to drink enough water before evening when we are ready to go to bed, to have taken at least 2 liters of water per day, which is about 8 to 8.5 cups of water. Then reducing milk and cheese intake. Cow's milk contains a high amount of calcium needed for calves speedy development, but not for human babies. We don't need as much calcium as calves.
Yeah.
That is the baby of cows. And this is the reason why breast milk does not contain 1/3 of the calcium that cow's milk contains. So we drink all of this even in adulthood, then we are not going to prevent the buildup of this calcium coming to become stones in the kidney. The urine will carry it, yes, but then sometimes it can get big enough to block areas in the kidneys that should be responsible for filtration. And we must not forget physical exercise, physical activity. And on, I keep on repeating, a plant-based diet is better than an animal-based diet. I think you agree with me on that.
Yeah.
A plant-based diet has enough roughages, does not have all the fats that will be difficult to get rid of, does not build up ammonia and nitrogenous substances that need to go out of the body very quickly. And all of these ones are ways in which we prevent the serious problems that are more difficult. You know, it's easier to prevent than to treat.
Yeah.
And we always promote prevention. Prevention is better than cure. We don't take so much salt also. And we make sure that our food is high in minerals. And the only way our food can be high in minerals naturally is to take a lot of plant food. That's where they are locked in. That's where they are available for us. A plant-based diet is still the best.
Yeah. Well, Doc, I must thank you so much for coming through once again. I've learned quite a number of things that I didn't know about today. And, of course, going to be putting those to practice. I didn't know about the onion and celery, for instance. I didn't know about corn silk. So all of these actually are very important tips that you've given. So anyone out there who has, you know, struggles with a kidney, please do try some of these. And you have the doctor. And if you're diagnosed already with the kidney issues, please do make sure that you thread carefully. However, you can still be able to attend to these issues. Doc, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, and have a lovely Sabbath.
Have a beautiful Sabbath too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.